Chrissy, and welcome back to Hiring Advantage. Excuse the slight echo, I've just moved into a new place and trying to figure out the acoustics. The rest of the episode is a little bit kinder on your ears. So I'm really excited to talk about this topic. Now, this is solo safer. So I'm just challenging the notion of solopreneurs that I hear so many women talk about, and challenging that to see if it's safe, to see if it's the right option for you. And if you are soloing your business and you're not at the point where you're thinking about teams, that's totally cool. But it's just something to have in the back of your mind. I recorded this episode right when the information came out around Equal Pay Day. So it got me, an Equal Pay Day is the gender pay gap, right? So the pay gap in 2022 this year, and this was done the end of August, is 14.1%. So basically the reason it came out at the end of August is the data was saying that it takes that long in the new financial year, so from 30 June, the end of August, to women catch up to their male counterparts in terms of earnings. And it got me to think about, you know, this landscape we're still in is still unequal. So for female business owners, for female workers, and as small business owners, I really believe that we can challenge that notion, so we can look to bring equality in pay, gender balance into our teams. We have control over that. We can normalize flexible working arrangements. You know, when we scale to the size where we can bring parental leave policies in, we can make sure that they're fair and equitable. So we completely have control over that. But I also challenge the mindset of women in small business who talk about wanting to stay safe, talk about being solopreneurs, talk about doing it all. And I watched that movie the other day with Sarah Jessica Parker that I don't know how she does it. Like, it's, I'm calling bullshit on it, right? Like, I don't want to do it all, and doing it all does not mean having it all. So there's a lot of challenges of these notions, why, you know, we're still in a gendered landscape where men and women are treated differently and clearly remunerated differently, but the way that we attack small business, I think, is different. I don't meet a lot of men who are business owners talking about side hustles or small business or doing it all on their own. Like, I meet consultants who are men who do that, but quite often they're in a partnership arrangement, or they outsource, or they do hire teams, and they're business men. I don't know. To me, it just feels completely unbalanced. This episode is pretty ranty. I'm just going to warn you, but I get super, super passionate about it. And I'm putting my time where my mouth is. I want to say my money where my mouth is, but it's really my time. And I have created all these tools and strategies to help women who want to grow teams and want to step out of being solopreneurs and want to stop doing it all. I've got numerous tools and strategies to help you. So listen to the podcast to learn out. But if you ever want to chat to me on this, I am super passionate about it. And I want as many women who want to hire teams to do just that. So I'm absolutely here to support you. Enjoy the episode. It's a bit of a different one, but I hope you get so much out of it.
So this is a bit of a different episode today, guys. I want to have a bit of a chat to you about something I'm seeing a lot, particularly in female small business. And it is what people call playing it safe. But I challenge that. So what I want to talk to you about is solopreneurs and people being self-employed and saying that that's safe, that they just want to work for themselves, that they just need enough money to pay for their lifestyle, and they went into small business to be their own boss, and that's it. And look, I totally appreciate for some people that might be the case, but I want to dig a little bit deeper to really uncover whether that is the safe option or whether it's something we tell ourselves because we're scared to grow and move the needle forward. Now, the reason I got to thinking about this is I went to a networking event, and the demographic of the women was probably about 35 to 55, all female business owners, and all of those women were solo in their businesses. They didn't have a team. I think one or two of them had VAs, and they'd been at this gig for a really long time. A lot of product-based businesses. There was some service-based businesses. There were some mindset coaches, some like health and well-being businesses as well. But there were coaches in there. There were people with courses, and these women were all solo. And then when I talked to them about what I did, so I focused on hiring for small business, and it is my goal to get women to scale and grow their teams. Everyone, you could see people were visibly a bit like, oh, and a bit disarmed by what I had to say. So, give you an example. When I went into small business, it was never even an option for me to want to work solo in my business. Like, I know that I am a leader, I'm a visionary, I am not someone who wants to do all the things in their business. It just doesn't make me happy. So, wherever I can outsource, or even better, hire team members to lean on, I do that because I just cannot excel doing all the things in business. So, what I wanted to talk about today is really challenging that solopreneur status, and particularly as women. And what I got to thinking is, when you meet men in small business, I don't think they were solopreneur and doing everything like a badge of honor. I think it's really like a battle of the sexes thing. Like, I meet men, and a lot of them are in business partnerships, or they do have admin support, or they do outsource, and they do it early on. And they talk about their business not as this little side project, but as their business, as business owners. And I want to dig into that to see what we can learn from the boys, but also, is that solopreneur status, is it really keeping you safe, or is it leading to burnout? When you listen to some of my guest podcasts, so we had Sparrow, we had Steph Gorton, who I know talks frequently about her burnout issues when she was really early on in her business. And Em talks about it, as does Serena, a lot of the guests on here, and what they say is being solo in their business and doing all the things did not make them happy. I know Brianna on the Miss Mindset guest episode, she also talks about hiring an OBM really quickly. So whether that's outsourcing or whether it's bringing on a team member, I just want to look at what is the joy that comes from hiring team members, because I think for so many people, for a long time in business, it just doesn't feel like a possibility. Like, spending money on team members and being nervous around whether we can pay them, I want to really pick apart what that looks like, because I really believe that the joy in business is by building teams. And it doesn't mean that you don't do any work. It just means that your work looks really, really different. So if you actually Google small business owner and what the job description is, it is a lot more around being a visionary for your business. It's about building awareness of your brand. It's about being the face and the voice of your business. It is not doing all the administration, doing all the marketing, doing all of the accounting on their own. Being a small business owner is about being the face and the vision and the strategic driver of the business. And this was just my belief before I came into small business. And I have watched a generation of men and women before me who have small businesses do it all. So I have a family friend who I think is a fantastic business person, but he owned his own business and it literally dictated his and his family's lives. So I watched them from afar. He has a fantastic business. It's absolutely afforded his family an income. But I watched from afar as they did not go on family holidays together because he could only leave his business at Christmas, where he missed weddings, where he was not able to make certain lifestyle choices about going to events, about really important things to them, because he could only take holidays when it was Christmas downtime. And that's the only time he got a break away from his business. And this meant that his family, so his wife and his kids, were literally traveling to the other side of the world to have families because he could not take the time. And like, I'm talking 2, 3 weeks. So, and because he held all of the business, all of the process, all the strategies on his own without passing that information on. Now, this family friend has recently gotten sick, so has had a very serious illness, and they basically have not been able to work and bring income in as they've been unwell. So I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm just saying that that's a vision that it just was not appealing to me. Like, I have very little children, and God forbid something happened to them and they get sick, I'll be out of the business. And I don't want to do that to my clients. I don't think that's the right thing. So I hired a virtual assistant and documented all of my processes really early on. And I am not great at documenting processes. Like, I come from big business and I document processes, but I was never doing anything completely from scratch. I was following frameworks. Now I've documented lots of hiring processes, but that's because I have expertise and I know exactly what steps to take to document those processes. However, things like accounting and ClickUp and all sorts of things, like embedding different technologies into my business. I had no clue on how to do that. So I absolutely had to lean on others to do that. Copywriting, tried that and failed miserably. Social media, I got coaching on that, because trying to do it all is not a recipe for success. You don't get a badge of honor. You just get so much work in so much in so little time, and we don't get our time back. We get money back. Money comes and goes. It's out in the universe. You can always earn more of it, but when your time is gone, it's gone. It's gone. So if you miss your family holidays, if you can't take a break, if you're working all day and all night and not spending time with your kids, and when you're with your kids, you're thinking about your business because you've got no one to rely on, I'm challenging you, is that safe? Is that sustainable? And yes, you can outsource, and I expect everyone will outsource and hire professionals to get them up and going. But when your outsourcing costs are through the roof and you're managing like 8 different outsource providers, so like copywriters, social media managers, people to produce your podcasts, you've got an accountant, a bookkeeper, you've got a virtual assistant, and they're all outsourced. We need to be looking at what our business and what our vision looks like in the future. So we can keep being reactive and we can keep seeing these things come up that we need to do and hiring outsourced providers, or we can think a little bit longer term about where we want to get to. Because I would love every female small business owner to believe that she can build some sort of team. And that's not just for you, and it's not just for your families. It's also, think about all of the wealth creation you can make and the jobs that you can give to other people and potentially other women. Now, statistics came out at the end of August around the gender pay gap, and the reason they came out is the gender pay gap, I would say it was 14.1% this year, and the reason that all the information came out at the end of August is because that is how long in the financial year is taken for women to catch up to men in terms of equal pay. So all of July, pretty much all of August. And the big thing that the recommendation was in terms of how to improve pay and opportunities for women was offering flexibility and offering part-time work. And as female business owners, we can do it. And quite often we don't have any choice. We need to hire our people part-time initially. So there's just so much value in you creating a team for you in terms of having the life that you want. There's no businesses that go from small solo startups that don't end up hiring teams. Like every success story, it's one person's vision and one person works really hard, and then they bring on other amazing people to boom and grow that business. So many examples. I'm not going to name them. You know. You know when you've watched other women. And I bring women onto this podcast to talk about their life when they didn't have a team and their life when they did, and how much better their business got. And yes, sometimes hiring isn't easy to start with, but they get there and they grow and they figure out their team structures. And what I'm telling you is, if you need support to do that, there are options for you. So I've just run through Beta Round with the hiring playbook. I've taken all my beta testers through the full process of how you know when you're ready to hire, right to offering your team members. And also a huge part of the playbook is that strategy and that vision. So really understanding when to hire financially, when are you safe to hire, what that looks like. And I could do a program alone on helping women understand the strategy and their vision for their businesses, because it does come down to you and your role and what you want to spend your time doing and how you're going to get into that. At the same time, understanding what you want your business to be and where you want it to get to, and hiring a team to get there, and how that's going to make your job better and service your clients better. Because you are not the only person in the universe who can do what you do. Maybe you're the only person who can do it exactly the way you do it, but there are other people out there who can absolutely support you. So, ranty rant, but what I'm saying is, are you sure you want to be a solopreneur, and are you sure you want to be proud of that? I meet women all the time who have got years to go in terms of working. Like, they've got 30 years of mortgages to pay off. They've got years and years of working to do. Your income will hit a ceiling if it's just on you. But every person you hire who provides a service, you can charge additional money on top of what you pay them. So for every person you hire, you make more money. So long as you've got the clients coming in, but all of the work those people do, you're charging what they earn and then more money on top of it. So when there's you only can earn hours that you do, or you can create programs and you can earn money in your sleep, but you are still limited in how much time you can put into creating those programs. You can hire other people to make more stuff for you so you can sell more stuff or products. You can hire more people to help you make more products or shift the products or box the products. And if you are a service provider, you can hire more coaches, you can hire more support. My business is an example. I have more support to recruit more people for more companies. And I pay that person a lovely rate, and then we charge additionally on top of that. And some of them are packages and some of them are hourly by hourly rate. You can dig about on my website to find out that info. And I have currently outsourced support for my coaching courses, but eventually the plan is for that to come in house, because that is my strategy and that is my vision. So I'm always thinking about how I'm going to further push myself into the role that I want to do. It's pretty much there. I outsource a lot so I can spend time doing things like this, talking on the podcast and talking to you. But it's absolutely my goal to keep working towards my vision and have more team members to help me, because I can then help more women, more business owners, and create more wealth for women. Sort that gender pay gap out, or do my part in it. Create flexible jobs, create abundance in that female small business community. And I want to take as many of you as possible on the journey. Because if you can hire a team, why wouldn't you want to do that for that female community? Because you can do it. I speak to women all the time who have businesses where the clients are coming and coming and coming, and they're knocking them back. And the only blocker in them helping more people is employing more staff. And if you're in a startup phase of business, that'll just sound insane to you. But I've spoken to a lot of women recently whose services are NDIS funded, for example. So their customers are actually getting given money for services they need. And these women's businesses offer those services. And the only blocker in them taking on more clients is hiring more people. These particular businesses, I've been working around their hiring strategy and taking some of the hiring off them. But people need their services. It's like community service. These services, the money is there from the government. They're giving it. They need to spend it to be able to have normal lives. So people with disabilities, people with chronic health conditions, and they need workers to work for these female small business owners. The only way that this is going to happen is by these women hiring team members. So back to the point of the podcast, it's such a runny podcast. This is a lot more unscheduled. It's just something I've been thinking about so much recently. But I challenge you, do you want to be solo in your business forever? Do you want to bring people on? Do you want to understand how to do that and how to do it well? Do you want to do it strategically? Do you want to have a process to do it? Because that is what I'm offering you. I've got a free mini course called the Ultimate Pre-Hiring Checklist, and that will tell you how to get going. And then if you want more, I've got the Hiring Playbook program, and I want to take you on the journey with me, because I'm going to keep hiring. I'm going to keep growing my team, and I'm going to keep making more money for myself. And I want you to come along with me, because I don't want solo businesses that are limited for women who've got bigger dreams and bigger ambitions. So if you've got big dreams and big ambitions, I want to help. I want to do my part to help you get there by sharing my superpower, which is hiring and recruitment, and giving you the tools to hire your teams, but also the belief in yourself and the strategy and the vision to get there. These are big statements. I'm going to be sharing more and more from my beta testers in terms of their feedback on the program and how it has changed their business and helped them get so much more confidence and hire team members. But I would love to have you on the journey with us. Now, I offer free 30-minute strategy calls if you want to find out if the Hiring Playbook's right for you, or if there's another service that can better help you, or you can slide into my DMs anytime. Such a rant, guys. So, so passionate about this episode. But women, you can do it. Let's not leave it to the boys, eh? Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Hiring Advantage podcast. If you have any questions or love the show, head over to @HiringAdvantage on Instagram and let me know. If you learned something today, it would mean the absolute world to me if you left a review or shared this with someone else that you think would benefit from this knowledge. Until next time, happy hiring, queens!